focusing on positive, impactful stories in the Ypsilanti area. Each week, we bring voice to On the Ground Ipsy, an online news source brought to you by Concentrate Media. This is Lisa Berry, and each week we try to check in with Sarah Rigg, On the Ground Ipsy Project Manager. And Sarah brings the focus of one of her stories with her to talk to us as well. Hello, Sarah, and who's joining us today?
Hi, Lisa. I've brought with me Jermaine Dickerson, who is the founder of an Ypsilanti organization called Hero Nation.
Hi, Jermaine. How you doing? Good to hear from you again.
Hi. Thank you for having me again. It's good to be back.
Let's review. What is Hero Nation?
Yes, so we are a nonprofit organization based in Ipsy, and our mission is simple. We really want to empower kids using superheroes, comic books, and video games. So essentially, we believe that nerd culture, like things like I just mentioned, comic books, video games, cosplay, all kinds of things like that, can be used as tools to help kids discover their agency and discover their own heroic potential.
Nerd culture, is that okay to say?
Absolutely.
Is that something you identify with?
I do. I know that, you know, depending on who you talk to, you know, there is a somewhat of a small stigma still surrounding the word nerd.
Right.
But over the years, people have embraced that. Like, for example, I call myself a blurry, which is a black nerd, which is a very popular term among a lot of black nerds like myself. It's become endearing. So I think a nerd, you know, being a nerd is cool. It's something to be proud of. And I
All
think
right.
just by a part of that process is sort of reclaiming that word as something empowering rather than, you know, demeaning or derogatory.
Was this latest Hero Nation in the works before the pandemic or something you just decided to try out, even though we're all dealing with this global health crisis right now?
Originally, we did have planned our Hero Nation Comic-Con for this year. However, you know, because of, you know, we're living in unprecedented times, we have to be flexible and adjust and evolve. And so this new initiative that we're having on Saturday is something that we put our heads together. We felt we wanted to have something, you know, we wanted to have a presence this year. And since people are at home on their computers or at work or whatever, we thought this would be a great time to really introduce ourselves, and in some cases, we reintroduce ourselves to people who have never heard of us. And so, what we have the opportunity to collaborate with Chromatic Visuals, who is a film production team who volunteered their time to create a story through video interviews that highlights our mission through the eyes of three kids, ages 8, 2 to 13. And all of these kids are amazing. They're wonderful. And then we also wanted to have the opportunity to just, again, sort of affirm what it is we do. And so by hearing the stories of these kids and hearing them talk about how they enjoy comic books and graphic novels and, you know, anime and superheroes, I really want to help people that they make that connection that, you know, those kinds of things to give kids not only just a form of escapism, but a form of empowerment. I always reference my own personal story with regards to how superheroes and comic books have shaped and molded me. And I also realized that, you know, I'm about to be 30 years old and like next year. Next year I'll be 30. It feels weird saying that.
Oh, boy.
And then, you know, yeah. And then at that, you know, as I'm at this age and I'm really reflecting on my life, I realize that a lot of what we do as we get older, you know, a lot of what we resort back to is what we enjoyed as children. And so we often enjoy feeling invincible, empowered, and we felt unstoppable. Our imagination was boundless as kids. And I want Hero Nation to be something that contributes to that movement, in addition to other organizations who do that in their own way. But we do that through a unique lens using, you know, comic books and graphic novels and all this really cool stuff that, you know, kids are really interested in to help them not only just discover their heroic potential, if it is the case that they feel powerless, but to have the tools to hold on to that and to summon that if ever you feel lost or ever you feel hopeless. What better way to represent that through superheroes? Yes, we are. But I couldn't stop serving Ipsy because, you know, it definitely left an impression on my heart. And so I really wanted to continue the work, although I didn't move, you know, to continue supporting the community there. Because, again, I just thought that it's such a great community and I really want to do what I can to uplift that. And I also want to say, too, that with this event, We wanted to look for ways to engage people differently and to really give people something to think about. So outside of the interviews that we have with kids, the brief interviews we have with the kids, we'll also have a panel that will introduce four amazing comic book creators who will be a part of our new program, a Hero Nation program called the Creator Alliance, which is essentially an initiative where we'll be partnering with these creators, comic book creators, to uplift their voice and to use our platforms to promote their work and their story, while also promoting them, while also connecting them in their work to the kids that we serve. And so it's kind of just, doing two things at once, making sure that we do our part to help comic book creators, because they're such a big part of what it is we do, because they create the comic books that we use to help empower kids. So we thought, why wouldn't we, help and empower, comic book creators too, but also connecting these professional content creators to kids who may be aspiring creators themselves. And so that's what we want to do while people are at home. We want to engage them in really different ways. And with this panel discussion, you'll hear with these creators, they talk about things from what it's like to be Black, in a comic, in a nerd space, in nerd culture. What does it mean to be LGBTQ and exist in these spaces? What does it mean to be a Black woman? What does it mean to be have someone be someone with a disability in Black? There's so many different intersections when it comes to diversity, and I think having conversations that acknowledge those intersections are so important. And I really enjoyed the conversation that we had with the panelists, and so I'm really looking forward to seeing people hear this conversation too. So I want to just give a quick shout out to Greg Elise, Ed Williams, Dorfice Sheen, and John Robinson IV, who are all the creators, comic book creators, who are a part of the Creator Alliance.
And Sarah, did you find out anything else in writing this story for On the Ground Ipsy?
Well, first, I just want to say, I don't know if we ever clearly said the name of the event. It's called Hero Nation Presents. It's happening at 2 p.m. on October 10th. I don't know that I learned too much new, but I liked what Jermaine had to say about, all those intersections and what it's like to be a Black nerd, because I'm a bit into nerd culture myself as well, but from a different perspective, so that was all very interesting. I'm really excited to see what's going to come with this Creator Alliance program.
That's Sarah Rigg, Project Manager for On the Ground Ipsy. We're also talking to Jermaine Dickerson, Hero Nation Founder and Executive Director. Thanks for joining us here on 89.1 WEMU.